Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the second episode of The Blind Spot. I'm your host, a blind man, hence the title, Jason Pulaski. I don't think that sentence works grammatically, and I'm so nuts. Like, I tried to do this episode yesterday, and I just started it like 8 times, and then I said, fuck it. And I didn't do it. I mean, also, my 2-year-old cousin was, like, pitching a fit. Like an autistic-sounding scream fit. And I thought it would be audible, and that would ruin the, like, barely professional atmosphere I have going here. So that was another reason I said, fuck it. And, you know, I'm tempted to do that again now, because I feel like I'm talking about things nobody gives a fuck about. In the sense that, like, I'm now telling you about a thing I didn't do. But, you know, if I had that attitude, I would just never get anything done. So, I'm not going to abort this. I'm just going to continue. Sorry, grabbing a cup of coffee. You know, I figure, fuck it. Like, nobody's listening. I'm good. It's all right. My coffee was out of microphone range. I do love a good cup of coffee. A little bit of cream. A little bit of sugar, good amount of cream. Yeah. I used to drink like a pot of coffee a day. Every day. And I got to the point where like the caffeine wasn't even doing it. I just needed it. Because, you know, it was a routine and probably an addiction. I mean, fucking, not like caffeine matters as an addiction. But it was. Now I drink less coffee. Now it gets me jacked up as fuck. Have like 2 cups of coffee. I feel like I'm on like fucking Coke or some type of speed-like stimulant, which is kind of great. I mean, you know, it's like if you don't have a cup of coffee for 2 months, you get all jacked up. And like, you know, I don't know what to talk about. And that's the thing is, I talk a lot, and I've wanted a podcast for a long time, for like years. I had the title for years, you know, I've had this idea for a long time, but I'm slow to execute, so I didn't. And it's crazy because now that I have a podcast, I'm like, what the fuck do I talk about? I'm like, nobody gives a fuck what I have to say. But, you know, when I didn't have one, all I would do is talk about everything I had to say, which is kind of a wild thing. You know, one thing I did want to talk about, and it was how I started my episode 8 times and I kept fucking it up, was I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, as I sometimes do. Depending on the guest. And I wanted something light and airy where I didn't have to think too much, so Joe Rogan had The Rock on. And I was like, oh yeah, cool, The Rock. Don't know much about him other than what everybody knows. Wrestler, actor, like, cultural icon, which isn't supposed to be, like, meaning I like him a lot. I'm just saying everybody knows who The Rock is. You smell what The Rock is cooking? That type of shit. So anyway, listening to this episode with Joe Rogan and The Rock, and it was sort of interesting. I think The Rock seems like a pretty cool dude. You know, doing his thing. I like people who do their thing. I like people who, found a niche, for their talents to flourish, and I think The Rock has, so that's good. And, while I was listening to the show, The Rock and Joe Rogan were talking about the U.S. funding Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, or funding Ukraine for their, so that they can fight, off the Russian invasion, or attempt to anyway. And, you know, Joe Rogan then kind of transitioned from that to the fact that when the president of China came to San Francisco last week, the city, like, cleaned up the homeless problem it had. So the president didn't see a bunch of fucking crackheads and meth heads, like living in tents as he approached his meeting spot with our president. I mean, by the way, good. But Joe Rogan's point was that, like, he had a couple of points. His first point was, like, if we have the money to give to Ukraine, how come we don't have the money to clean up our homeless problem in, like, San Francisco or whatever, or build houses or whatever the fuck it is? And I think his other point was that, like, if we could have always fixed the homeless problem in San Fran, like, why didn't we earlier? So first of all, like, we didn't fix anything in San Francisco. Like, they moved those homeless people. I'm sure they'll be back next week. You know, they'll go right back to their encampments and fucking hang out like they have been. We moved them. I'm sure, I mean, I don't know. And I don't have a Googler to check. And if I Google it now, I feel like it'll be unprofessional. A lot of typing and not talking. I could have Googled this before I started this episode, and I should have, given that, like, I knew I was going to talk about this. But I didn't, and so here we are. So, they moved the homeless people. If you don't know, San Francisco is a city in California, and it's basically known for two or three things. The first thing it's known for is that it's the home of, like, a lot of expensive tech companies. Like, it's where many tech companies have their headquarters. So housing prices are sky high, you know, because the people living in the city, a lot of them make a lot of money. Another thing San Francisco has recently been known for is, I'm just trying to figure out how to say it in a neutral way. It's like San Francisco is known for, like, tent villages where people gather to do drugs on, like, a long-term basis. They, like, hang out there and do their drugs of choice because, I mean, the way it works is, like, you know, if they bust you with a little bit of heroin or, like, some crack or some meth or whatever, it's a ticket. It's like a minor misdemeanor, so they're not, like, arresting people for open-air drug use. So it means that you can just do drugs in the middle of San Francisco if you're in the area where the drug addicts hang out, and you're good. Like, it's the place to go. It's like a scene. It's a thing. To address both points. So first of all, you know, in this country, we run it a certain way. It's like cities. The way it works is one level of government supersedes another one. So we have local, state, and federal government. If the feds pass a law, that means that law overrides state and local laws. So if the feds say it's illegal to wear an earring in your left ear, just as an example, any state law that said you could do that is now null and void. I just thought I heard a phone ringing. I should probably turn mine off. So that means that, if the feds pass a law saying, like, no loitering or whatever, you know, and the states have loitering laws, that those loitering laws are gone if the federal law contradicts them. But also it means that, like, if a state law is passed that does not contradict federal law, then that law stands. So, you know, that's why, like, various states have such different laws, because when federal law doesn't get in the way, the states can basically do what they want. So, for example, Texas can pass a law that says it's illegal to loiter in areas of high public traffic for more than 5 minutes at a time. And, like, if that doesn't contradict any federal law, then it'll stand. Then that law stands. You know, basically, the homeless situation in San Francisco is a product of the decisions that San Francisco as a community has made or failed to make. And, like, what's happened is San Francisco has done a bunch of shit that encourages homeless people to hang out in that city and stay there and do a bunch of drugs there. They literally have, and if you don't believe me, go ahead and find the pictures online. And don't go to some conservative media source. Just go find sort of like street scene pictures, like real life. Go find live streams or like, you know, YouTube videos or whatever. Like, go find non-political pictures of this is what I'm talking about. Don't go to Fox News because they like to yell about this shit. But San Francisco has, like, an open-air kind of tent town where, like, drug addicts go. And they come from around the country and they hang out in San Francisco and they do a bunch of drugs. I mean, it's warm there. The police don't bust them too much. Like, the laws on homelessness are liberal. They don't get moved along. So it's kind of the ideal place. You know, I would go do drugs there if I had a bunch of drugs and wanted to check out a crazy fucking scene. I mean, it's probably a little unsafe and a little nuts, but, like, hey, that's, like, that world. It's just so that's, like, how it is. I mean, there are other places like this, but San Francisco's sort of done a lot to, like, attract that type of thing. It's like, you know, it's like how a country can change its tax policies to attract business investment. Coffee, sorry. It's like how companies can, countries can do things to attract business investment. Like, you know, cities can do things to attract hordes of drug addicts. Or if not addicts, then people who love drugs and want to do them and fucking not be housed. They live in fucking tents. So when Joe Rogan asks, like, why we haven't fixed the San Fran problem, the homeless problem in San Francisco, it's because they don't want to. Or it's not that they don't want to, that's not fair. It's that the things they're willing to do haven't fixed it, and they're unwilling to do certain other things that would fix it. And the thing is, like, the way that the, so Mr. Rogan also is talking about how like, we had $100 billion for Ukraine, but not money for the San Francisco homeless problem. The thing is here is, like, San Francisco has a city budget that it gets from the revenue it raises, so taxes and maybe duties or whatever else, fucking traffic tickets, you know, all the shit, all the things the city does to raise money. San Francisco gets money like that. You know, it also gets money from the state of California, like, as decided by the state, and it also gets money from the federal government. You know, so San Francisco has a budget, but, like, budgeting from our federal budget, like, money to fix San Francisco's homeless problem would take a federal vote in Congress. I mean, like, the House of Representatives and the Senate would both have to pass that by majorities. And they won't. There aren't the votes for that. Because, you know, there are people who think that San Fran, like, created this problem and they should fix it themselves. And they're not going to take federal money and give it to a city that's done this to itself. But it's not just about San Francisco. New York, for example, has a $10 billion budget shortfall projected over the next couple of years. The feds aren't going to pony up $10.5 billion to get New York out of the hole it dug itself. That's not how it works in this country. A city or state is responsible for the stuff it does. Like, the feds have debt, you know, that the states don't have. But, you know, if the state of California spends $2 billion and only takes in $1.9 billion, the feds aren't going to just cover the shortfall because it encourages California to spend money it doesn't have. And it's the same for San Francisco. So, I mean, the answer to Rogan's question is that, like, there aren't the votes in Congress to give San Francisco that money to like, do whatever it would do to fix its homeless problem, whether that was just building new housing units or, like, I don't know what, more drug treatment or whatever. But, you know, not every city has a major homeless problem like San Francisco does, because not every city treats homeless people like San Francisco does. So this is also a thing that like, you know, San Francisco has done to itself or for itself or whatever. And this is the thing about living in a democracy like ours. It's like, you know, look, there are some places you go to, some cities and stuff, or towns or whatever, that do not play this homeless people shit like that. They do not let you just sit there homeless for 4 years in a tent on Main Street. They will move you along. I mean, they might house you, they might ask you to leave, they will not let you do that. I used to live in New Haven. There was not a tent encampment in the middle of the city. I've been to Hartford. There was not that. There were not tent encampments there. You go to, like, you know, a bunch of other cities of San Francisco. If you go to all the cities in this country that are the size of San Francisco, I'm talking about population or higher, you will not see tent encampments of drug-using homeless people in all those cities, because each city has a different approach to this type of shit. And San Francisco, just in my opinion, has a bad one. And the reason it does is because of all the fucking homeless people. But that's a thing for San Francisco to deal with. Until we decide to nationally tackle homelessness, which we haven't yet. And probably won't. For a while. And, you know, we should. But it's a complicated problem. And we're going to have to find a solution that gets 60 votes in the Senate at least. And, you know, a majority in the House. And a president who will sign it. And right now we don't have that. So, the thing is, like, with the money in Ukraine, you know, the national government, you know, decided by vote that it was in our national interest to fund Ukraine that way. That's money that came out of the national budget, the federal budget, federal taxes, federal debt. You know, so it's about priorities and what ours are. We are $33 trillion in debt, but we still spend like drunken sailors. So, Rogan is right. Like, we have the money. If we wanted to build every fucking meth head an apartment in San Francisco, like if that's what the national government wanted to do, we would have the money to do that. Even if it cost $80 billion, that's a high price, that's high. But if that's what it cost, we could write a check And we would just go $80 billion more into debt or $70 billion more, depending on how we paid for it, you know. And we could do that. But there's not a national appetite to do that because nobody wants to do that. Or not nobody, but not enough people to pass it, so it's not done. That's how this shit works. And it bothered me because Joe Rogan seemed to be acting like he was making a great point. And I don't think he was. I mean, maybe in the abstract he had a point. Like, why aren't we doing this if we're doing that? Fair enough. You know, I mean, the answer is we're not. But, like, in practical terms, the point was miserable. It's like, of course we moved the fucking homeless people out of the way for the Chinese president. Like, you know, we don't want them stepping over fucking guys injecting themselves with heroin. Like, that's not a good look for us. It doesn't make us look good. This guy's coming here to fucking meet with our president to talk about a bunch of high-level shit. China is the second most powerful country in the world, and we want to impress them when we show up, and it doesn't look good to have this guy walking through a fucking slum, you know? And I know the way I'm talking about it makes it sound like I have some type of major beef with the people living in the tents. I don't. If that's what you want to do, you go right ahead. Free country. Go ahead. I mean, like, listen. I've had good friends who are long-term drug users. Like, long-term. I mean, 20 years in. I've used some drugs myself. I know about the lifestyle. I know what that is. You know, some people are hopelessly addicted to whatever they are hopelessly addicted to. Other people enjoy the fucking general... I don't want to say ambience. That's not the right word. The general... you know, they enjoy the lifestyle as a lifestyle. It's like, hey, run around, smoke crack, whatever, you know, run around, do meth, do dope, like, you know, snort coke, whatever it is, you know, people do that. Like, I mean, other versions of this are like you're smoking $100 of weed every day or like smoking 60 cigarettes a day. It's like some people do that, you know, and the thing is, like, rehab doesn't stop them from doing it. That's the thing. Is like, look at, like, the success rates of rehab are low. It's like, you know, maybe, and this is like a high estimate, maybe 10% of people who go through a rehab stay clean of drugs forever after that. 10, 15%. Everybody else is back on drugs again. You spend a month or two in rehab, get clean, come out, do dope. Boom. You're right back in it. Cool. So... the problem is, you know, if you want to say to me, oh, treatment is the option, we just got to get all those homeless guys in San Francisco into fucking rehab. It's like, well, look, throw them all in rehab, they're going to come out, and most of them are just going to go back to doing drugs. And, like, I'm in favor of rehab. If you have no money and you are deeply addicted to drugs, the government should provide you free rehab, you know. And if you fuck up and go back on drugs, they should do that again. Because... you know, drug addicts are bad for society, and it's bad for those people as well. I mean, like, you know, 110,000 people overdosed last year. It would be better if we lowered that number. The lower we can get that number, the better off we are. You know, so I favor stuff like making sure every cop has a Suboxone kit, you know, hand that shit out for free, hand out clean needles, hand out fentanyl or xylazine testing kits so the people who care enough to make sure they're not fucking snorting fentanyl and they think they're snorting cocaine or heroin, you know, can get those test kits. I'm in favor of that. On the other hand, though, it's like, listen, the reason there is a fucking tent city of homeless people in the middle of San Francisco, I'm not sure if it's in the middle, I'm blind, my geography is bad, but the reason there's a tent city in San Francisco like that is because a bunch of people want to do drugs and the city allows that to be like that. It would not be that hard to fucking take those guys, take those tents, but, like, you know, pack them up and move them out. Just get the fuck out of the city. Goodbye, you know, and, like, if you stay, we're arresting you for, like, you know, loitering. I mean, if that's not a law today, it could be a law tomorrow, but they don't want to do it. San Francisco doesn't. And that's the thing about this country, is they don't have to do that. Like, nobody's going to make them do it. I don't think we should make them do it. And they don't have to. Like, the voters of that city can choose to keep their tent encampment of homeless people. If they feel like moving them along is too harsh or whatever, and they don't want to, don't. Leave them there. That's the thing about it. That's the cool part. That's the part I like about this country. If like, Hartford, Connecticut had an encampment of homeless people and wanted to take a different approach, they can. New York, for example, the city, has a thing right now where anybody at all can go to New York City and tell a police officer or law enforcement person that they want a right to shelter. And New York City is legally obligated by the law it passed to provide that person a right, a shelter for that night or for a while. Like, so I go to New York and say, listen, I have nowhere to go. I need somewhere to stay. They are legally obligated to find me a place to stay. And that's fine. If New York City likes that, they can keep that. That's the whole point. But the thing is, then when their shelter expenses go through the roof, which they have, you don't get to come whining to the national government for a bailout based on a law you passed locally. Because otherwise what would happen is people would pass laws they couldn't pay for, and they would just come to the feds and ask for money. And then the federal budget would be even more fucked up than it already is. That's why we do it the way we do it. So what bothered me was that, like, Joe Rogan's points had good answers. Like, there were answers to the questions that he raised, and he, like, I mean, he should have known that. Like, he knows how the national government works. But, you know, it irritated the fuck out of me. Because there's a great reason that it was like that. Like, the feds didn't pass the San Francisco shit. They did pass the Ukraine shit. And we should move the fucking people out of the way for the fucking president of China. My God. I mean, that's common courtesy, you know. It's like when your friends come over to your house, you fucking clean up a little bit. You take your fucking beer cans off the fucking countertops and tables. You fucking wipe your counters down. You fucking throw the garbage out, etc. and see, you know. And this is the same thing. If the American president showed up to China or to Germany or anywhere, you know, the host country lays the fucking red carpet out for him. Because that's what diplomacy is, and that's what we do. And, like, you know, it's wild to me. And it's like, listen, I am in favor of programs that will house people who are homeless when they can't get housing. When something has gone wrong and a person becomes homeless, if that person wants to be housed, I believe it's good to have programs to find those people housing opportunities, because it's worse to have them on the streets. Now, I need to say that, like, look, I want those homeless people to have to jump through hoops to get the housing. Like, you gotta fucking fill some forms out, you gotta meet with social workers, you know. Whatever it is, I want you doing it. Because, you know, the thing about it is, a large amount of people who are housed by programs like this already lose the housing. They violate the terms of the program, and they're homeless again. You know, when I was a kid, I used to think that what happened was that, like, you lost your job at the bank, and you just could not find another job, and you were homeless. You were fucking pounding the pavement for 9 months, you just couldn't find a job, and your money ran out, and they kicked you out of the street, and whatever. I now realize that's some homeless people, but that's nowhere close to the majority of homeless people. I've had acquaintances and friends, some of them very good friends, who were homeless. And, like, by the way, a couple of those friends would be pissed at me right now. I'm sure a couple of them, if they hear this, are going to be like, you know, you're talking out your ass, and here's why. So there is that. But listen, the point is that, like, a lot of homeless people are homeless because of stuff they're doing. It's the lifestyle they keep choosing to live that results in some shit happening that keeps making them homeless. It's like, you know, you violate your lease by fucking smoking crack in the fucking apartment. Or, you know, you have 8 people in there with you or whatever it is. Or you know, you don't pay the $22 in rent every month that the state asks you to pay because you spent that money on fucking hookers or something. Or whatever it is. Or you're an alcoholic. Or, you know, there's 1,000 different reasons why this happens. I don't want to narrow it down to one. Drugs are often involved. But you know, and so, like, the thing is, the government, I mean, by which I mean, like, this country, you know, should have its hand out with a house key in it, with an apartment. Like, you know, if you're homeless and you need a place, and you're willing to fucking do a little work. I don't even mean a lot of work. I don't even mean get a job. I just mean, you know, hop through some hoops the state creates. You should be able to get housing. Because it's not really saving the government money to leave you on the street because you're going to cost us money anyway. One way or another, you know, because you'll get arrested. That costs money, you know. we're going to fucking, like, because, you know, homeless outreach programs cost money. All this stuff costs money. So it's like, look, let's try and house these people for their good and for our good, too. I mean, I can't imagine, pardon me, I cannot imagine the amount of money San Francisco has lost by allowing this nuts shit to happen in their city. It's like, I wouldn't want to fucking put a business in San Francisco if it was near a large encampment of homeless people, because they steal and they're like unsafe, and like, you know, my customers aren't going to fucking want to walk through that to get to my business. So, you know, I'll set up in fucking Houston or somewhere where there is not an encampment like that. And I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Like, you know, and I'm sure other people feel that way. And now look, I'm not telling the people of San Francisco what to do. That's the thing, is if they want it like that, or if they can't think of a solution that doesn't agree with their values, then okay, it's like that. Fine. That's what you made. You deal with it. Like, fine. But I am saying that it's not good. I mean, and by the way, it's not, one of the reasons it's not good is because, like, allowing people to just sit in the street and do a bunch of drugs isn't great for them either. And, like, it's not the drug part I mind, by the way. It's like, listen, you know, if you do a drug, whatever it is, I mean, if you are a hardcore user of some drug, like you're a cigarette smoker or you're an alcoholic, you know, or you're smoking marijuana every day. I mean, I've been there, done that. You know, if you're doing coke every day, or, you know, any of these, xylazine, meth. I mean, there's 1,000 drugs. You got a Percocet habit? Sure, like, okay, listen. That's between you and you. I don't give a fuck. You do all the drugs you want to do. Like, when you want to quit, go to rehab. Or stop when you want. Or don't stop. Like, that's up to you. I don't care. I think it should probably be, most drugs, I mean, should be decriminalized for the user. One of my best friends, rest in peace, was a serious crackhead. Did crack all the time. All the time. Whatever there was, he would fucking do it. You know, and like sometimes he would get busted with crack and go to jail for like a month or two. You know, he'd get busted with like a 20 piece of crack or whatever. Or trying to buy crack, or like busted stealing something to buy crack or whatever it was. And he'd go to jail for 30 to 60 days and come out. And he'd come out and fucking be like, yeah, I'm going to do some crack now. And he would. And he'd go to rehab and come out of it and do fucking crack. Great. Look. And by the way, I mean, just for the record, this guy wanted to stop. But the point is, like, you know, putting him in jail wasn't stopping him from doing crack. Well, it did while he was in jail, but it wasn't addressing his crack problem. He would just come out of jail and go do crack. So now, the government wasted a lot of money putting him in jail, a lot of money at court costs and all this shit, $50,000 probably, for his jail stay, his lawyer, cops arresting him and not doing other shit, you know, whatever. Maybe not $50,000, that's high, but, you know, $10,000 every time or whatever, that's a lot of money. So, the thing is, I don't think we should have been putting him in jail for those little bits of crack. I mean, if he was selling it, yes, then he should go to jail. Give him 10 years. But the user, the guy using drugs, who uses drugs habitually, putting him or her in jail does not stop that those people from doing the drugs. And by the way, the other thing is, like, look, like, the thing about it is, if you're doing drugs, the harm there is your harm. You're harming yourself. If you're smoking cigarettes, you're not giving me cancer, unless you're smoking right in front of me. You're giving you cancer. And if you want to risk giving you cancer, you go right ahead. Go ahead. Go do that. Like, that should not be anybody's business except for yours. I mean, there is an argument that it's costing the state money because your lung cancer is going to be paid for. Your lung cancer treatment will be paid for by the government if you're indigent. But whatever. I mean, you know, that's just, it's like, there's plenty of fat people who ate themselves into that condition and we still pay for their shit. So, like, let's just avoid that issue for now. The point is that, like, you know, issues of personal responsibility, I feel like, look, if you want to do those drugs, you go right ahead. I don't think it should be a governmental priority for us to stop you from doing that, if that's what you've decided you want to do. You know, and so like, but the thing is, I don't want you doing it in the middle of the street in a major city, in an encampment of fucking drug people. Like, it's unfair to the people who aren't doing drugs. Go somewhere else and do your fucking drugs. So, I mean, if I was fucking king of a city, it would be illegal to do drugs in the street. And if you got caught with drugs in the street, we would arrest you. Not for the drug part, but for the doing it in public part. Go smoke your crack out of public. And I don't want to single out crack. I'm saying whatever the fuck it is that's illegal. Go, you know, snort your coke or your meth or your fucking molly or whatever the fuck it is out of public. You know, out of public view. Don't sit in the goddamn street in an encampment of 3,000 people doing it. And that wouldn't be there in any city I ran because I would just shut it down. I would find a legal mechanism to just remove those people. They can go do drugs outside of my city. And, like, you know, it's for the benefit of the people not doing drugs in that city. Like, I don't want to step over 90. You know, it's unsafe. It's unsafe. Like, these people commit property crimes. They steal. Like, you know, some of them can be violent. And by the way, like, I'm not saying all of them are violent. I've known plenty of drug addicts. Most of them aren't. Most of them just want to get high. It's the thing they're trying to do. Oh, God damn it. Hang on. 1 second. Sorry. This is the second time this has happened. I know it's super unprofessional. My bad. Hang on.